The largest Bitcoin mine in North America is located on the outskirts of Wenatchee. And for those of you who don't know what Bitcoin is, it's a virtual currency. Running all the math formulas to make this cyber currency takes a lot of electricity, and that's where Central Washington comes in, correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Okay, so we're going to go into what's called a mine, but we don't have tools or helmets.
Yeah, there's
lamps.
No pickaxes here.
No.
There's no danger of cave-in.
I'm talking with Dave Carlson. He's the CEO of mine operator Mega Big Power. Carlson leads me through the unmarked door of what looks from the outside like a cold storage warehouse.
Okay, we can feel the air moving right behind us. Big floor fans are the sound you hear behind us.
And that's all just to try to pull the heat out as best we can from all of this equipment.
So where are the miners?
This is a miner right here. All of these green boards have arrays of computer chips on them, and each computer chip is doing the processing required to make a little bit of Bitcoin. And as you can see, we have them massively arrayed. There are thousands and thousands of boards here.
All those digital mining rigs are chipping away at the complex mathematical puzzles. They want to win the prize for having the right solution at the right time. Every 8 to 10 minutes, there are 25 bitcoins up for grabs.
It used to be when we first fired these off, they had some sort of residual oils and things from assembly, and it would burn off, and so, you know, that was the smell of money when we first started.
Carlson initially got into Bitcoin mining as a hobby in 2012. Since then, he's witnessed an exponential rise in miners chasing the fixed supply of new Bitcoins.
And so you're in this constant race to sort of beat this virtual competition of which you don't know who these people are, but you can see on the network that this power is being added every single day.
And that in turn creates more and more electricity demand, which is why Carlson relocated to the land of rock-bottom cheap hydropower last year, and why he'll soon have company in Central Washington from another startup. Competing computer engineer Bernie Rhine of Seattle founded Hashplex. That company is setting up a data center to host individually owned mining rigs.
Many people have these pieces of hardware that draw, you know, tens of kilowatts in their house, and their girlfriends aren't happy about it, and their wives aren't happy about it, and they have to fix it all the time.
So Ryan's new company offers hobbyists and investors a Bitcoin mining computer away from home. Ryan says Bitcoin needs to win wider acceptance at retail for the mining businesses to grow into a sought-after industry cluster. The value of the unregulated virtual currency has been quite volatile lately. One Bitcoin is currently worth around $450. Mega Big Power executive Carlson concedes the mining enterprise is not for the faint of heart.
I would consider it absolutely high-risk investment. And like high-risk investment should be, it's been high reward. I'm talking tens of millions of dollars return on a few million dollars of investment.
Others are not so fortunate. In November, a Bainbridge Island-based Bitcoin mining company with engineering offices in Portland filed for bankruptcy. An Alidian executive explained to the court that its engineering and operating costs constantly outstripped revenues because mining hardware became outdated so quickly. CEOs Ryan and Carlson maintain confidence in the virtual currency they're mining, despite the regular controversy and intrigue swirling around it. As proof, both say they're holding on to their personal Bitcoin balances and choosing not to convert immediately to good old-fashioned dollars. I'm Tom Bonsi in Wenatchee, Washington.